Mm-hmm. Okay, now, would you call them shorts for both men and women, or do you have different names for men?
Well, for both of them. Both of them.
Okay. Let's see, what about clothes that had been worn by somebody else mm-hmm. and had been passed down
to someone else?
Someone else. What kind of clothes
you call those? Worn, let me see, worn over clothes, as we call them. Worn over.
What if you were a child and say you had an older sister and she gave you some of her clothes? What would you call those?
Well, we have called them hand-me-downs. I hate to laugh. But we really have called them hand-me-downs.
Okay. What would you call very, very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Oh, boy. Expenses. Real expenses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have one word for, say, a woman had on very, very fancy clothes? You'd say she's wearing
wealthy clothes or something like that.
Mm-hmm. How would you store your winter clothes?
Well, I tell you, some put small balls in with their clothes, mm-hmm. and then some sends them to the laundry and let them put them in the storage for them.
Okay, no, if you didn't use mothballs, you might put them in a type of thing that keeps...
A bag of clothes, you know, mm-hmm. what you hang your clothes up in.
What do you call that thing?
Clothes bag. Okay. Uh-huh, and zip it up. Some have plastic and then some has this... paper bags, put them in a clothes bag.
Okay, what kind of bag would you get from the cleaners, say you would take?
Moss ball bag. That's most of it, moss ball bags. They're real thick. You can't see through them, but they're real thick and you're nothing, you know, tam or go through them or nothing like that and hang your clothes up.
Okay,
proof bags. Supposed to be very proof.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about the real lightweight kind?
The thin ones.
Yeah, do you have a name for those?
Those regular clothes bags. Put over your clothes. That's what we call them.
Okay. Now, have you ever traveled on an airplane?
Never have. I haven't been on Mobile at all. No train, no airplane. I went on a bus just once and went to Buzz New Orleans and just went on excursion. And that would be a long time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if... You might not have seen one of these then, but maybe you had a friend who went on an airplane and you mm-hmm. put clothes into this type of bag and carry it on the airplane.
That's a clothes bag, but it's a clothes bag, but I know it's made out of more material than it is a piece of paper.
Okay. What do you wear on your feet?
Shoes.
Can you tell me about some different kinds of shoes you'd wear?
Oh, boy. We have working shoes, and you have house shoes, and you have the boots, and you could wear sandals. Those are shoes or sandals, but they're just cut out, you know, uh-huh. little toes and heels, and high heels, and they're making them so different now, goodness. Wedge heels and all like that.
What about the real high ones?
Ooh, don't mention those. Oh, what kind of heels you call those? They be so high.
Okay. Now, what about different hairstyles, black and white hairstyles that you know about for women and men?
Well, they've been wearing it now. They used to wear the hair plaited up, but they wear it mostly plaited. And sometimes they put the curls in them and make the afro come out. Look at my daughter do that now. And sometimes you wear ponytail, either pump. They used to wear pumping nose. Used to be the style. That was way back. You know, pumping nose, folded back. Mm-hmm. And then most of now, with the wigs, is most of the style now, because you don't have to worry about that hair being washed and pressed all the time. And that's a good idea too. I don't know who put them out, but that is a good idea. You don't have to be worried about going and sitting up in a beauty parlor all day. And all this.